They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No,
it's Banksy and Pinky.
Central Queensland CFM morning crew.
Banksy and Pinky.
Well, happy Friday to you, Pinky. How are you, mate?
Oh, feeling pretty warm. How about yourself?
Yes, particularly warm. It's good. But you know what? What warms the heart is what people are doing for Remembrance Day today.
Indeed. With Remembrance Day at 11 a.m. this morning, we'll share some events you can attend after 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, 11's my number too. I always see the clock. It's 11:11. Well, today it's the 11th of the 11th, and we know what to do at 11 past 11.
Definitely.
Lots going on. We'll catch up with Coach Kim Williams later this morning, find out how the Capras pre-season's looking, getting ready for McHappy Day as well.
Excellent. And we're going to call one of the judges from the block to get some harsh reviewing done.
Maybe we could do some harsh reviewing.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I like that. And a $200 jackpot in Smash for the Stash. Lots coming up. We'll give you the details as we roll on.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
A Christmas parade like no other. How good was it? Well, your first experience
it's
of a Christmas parade,
my
Pinky.
First one. I've never been to a Christmas parade because I've never lived somewhere where they have one.
Yeah.
That's great.
Stockland Rockhampton Christmas Parade happened yesterday from the cricket grounds all the way to Stockland. And well done to you, CQ, for getting out in that heat and supporting this great thing.
I agree, particularly all the parents with really little ones.
Yeah.
The sun kind of got, I don't know, it kind of disappeared or got covered by a cloud.
Mother Nature
perfect,
yeah.
So it cooled down nicely, but still, to have to stand up and line up across the bitumen, good job.
Great to see.
And all the outfits.
Yeah, well, we had, what, 5 elves and 1 dad elf? As well.
Batman Santa.
Plenty of Batmans.
Yeah, the kids looked cool.
I had to keep it under wraps about the Paw Patrol being there.
Yeah.
Because we had Marshall and Chase and Ryder from the Paw Patrol. My
so
boy
cool.
Ollie would have just flipped his lid, but he had other things he needed to do in the afternoon, so probably a good thing.
Yeah, no, well done. I'm really impressed. It was heaps of fun.
Yeah, then we saw what I can only assume is Barney on acid.
What was that? Like some purple dinosaur just walking down the street, nearly bonked his head on a stop sign.
Yeah, that's right.
Poor guy, he couldn't get down low enough.
It was great, but of course we got Santa to Stockland for the Christmas parade as well. And well done to everyone involved in the parade. Every single one of those floats has given money to the Cancer Council. So whether it be the charity groups, the other groups, the businesses who all put floats in that parade, amazing. 2 thumbs up.
Great initiative for a really good cause.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
The news over the last few days has been President Trump, January 20, it becomes a reality. Full on, just really is. Yeah, everyone's talking about it and being affected by it in some way, even the stock market.
Yes, exactly. The stock market took quite a big hit when it was announced that he was the president. So this is why people are talking about it so much as well. Whether you agree or disagree with him being president, they run so much a part of the world.
That's
rely
right.
on them for so many things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
You are affected even if you don't care.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you later, superannuation. Not that there was much anyway.
Look, there's people in America protesting.
Yeah, there
at the
is.
Moment. Not my president.
Yeah, look, I saw some pictures coming up on Instagram last night, downtown LA. We
insane.
Reject the president-elect. No human is illegal. All sorts of things. Cops were using rubber bullets to control the crowd. So quite a bit going on there. I don't think all the news websites can fit all the news on there at the moment.
Yeah, well, with the Canadian immigration website going down and just, you know, people are really being affected. But this must be the most influential president debate ever in history.
I'd say so.
Easily. Now, I can tell you, what's the first thing that Donald Trump's going to have to do? Go to court.
What for?
Fraud.
Wow.
The Trump
what an
University
inspirational
case.
Leader he is, hey?
I know. It's like, president. Now he's going to court. And the thing is, there's an Indian-born jurist in here who Donald Trump is now being accused of, well, he's going to be biased against him. And their judges in the Trump camp are trying to have everything that was used in his presidential campaign from the election stricken from the record that they can't use it.
Right.
So, you know, everything that has happened to Donald Trump and we know about it can't be used in this court case.
That would be a very hard court case.
You got nothing left.
Yeah.
I think they pretty much uncovered everything that Donald Trump has done.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, you know, it's a case of fraud. I guess being called a fraud is about the best thing he's had being called in the last 18 months or so.
True.
He's like, fraud? Yeah, I'll take that.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Woo! Yesterday, brutal. As I say, brutal, Pinky.
That's your choice of words.
Uh-huh. Now, we are compiling a list of weather words right now. Words that I might be able to use whilst doing the weather forecasting for today.
That's good. Mm-hmm. A bit of a brainstorm?
Brain.
No, it's a bit of a brainstorm.
Oh, right.
Yeah, talking about what we're doing right now on 13, 27, 10 words to describe the heat yesterday and the forecast heat today.
I used brutal at least three times yesterday.
Well, in our family, we use the word scorcher.
Scorcher.
Because daughter Keely, she landed that a few years ago, and that's her favourite way of describing a very hot day. It's a scorcher.
Yeah.
Go with that one.
So maybe it was a word that you found yourself using yesterday to describe the
heat. You know, that's like family friendly that we can put on the radio.
Yeah.
One of those words.
Okay, so the list of weather words, I'm putting it down. The first one, brutal. Second one,
scorcher.
Yeah. All right, so let's compile it right now on 13, 27, 10. Maybe you caught yourself describing the weather in this way yesterday.
Thirsty.
Let's put that down on there
as
well.
That was my reaction to the weather.
Offensive, I think, is someone I heard say.
No, that's Donald Trump.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
It's Hot Mick, mate. How are you?
Hot Mick. We love it. We're not too bad. How are you?
Oh, mate, it's warm, all right, eh?
It's
3B cream is an essential for anyone who's carrying a little bit of weight like myself.
Okay, yes, to stop the rubbing and so forth.
Oh, chafing,
yes.
Righto,
yes,
gotcha.
Mate. Chafing. Now, if you could describe yesterday's weather and today's forecasting in one word, what would it be, Hot Mick?
Stifling.
Yeah, that's a good one. Stifling.
That's educated for someone like me, isn't it, really?
Good one. You're using big words there. Good job.
Really
impressed. My abbreviated one is FH.
Yeah, okay. I think we know where you're going, Hot
Thanks
Mick.
Thanks so much, Hot Mick.
That's going on the list. CFM, who we got here?
I got the groundsman.
Groundsman, describe the weather in but one word.
Scorcher.
Yeah,
you're with me there. Yeah,
that.
Well, there we go. We just got a double up here.
All right.
That's good.
So that's a definite scorcher is on the list.
What's her name? Said it summed it up really, really well one day. Blake Williams in the movie Good Morning Vietnam when he did the radio announcement. Robin Williams.
What did he say?
He said it's hot. It's damn hot, and chances of being hotter again.
Good one.
But my sweat was sweating yesterday.
Ah, that's gold.
The sweat was sweating. I'm putting that on the list. Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
This is Adrian.
Adrian, one word to describe the weather.
Oh, it's true, but Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
You know, it's a hyphenated. Hell's Kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm with you there.
We live in Rocky, which is, hell sometimes, and I work in a kitchen, so.
Oh, do you? Oh, you poor guy.
That's the place of the damned.
Wow, you need an ice bath out the back there.
Definitely, yeah, we were talking about having noodle fights around the pool before.
Good one.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Offensive, sweat was sweating. We've got all of these so far. Let's compile a few more on 13, 27, 10. CFM, who's this?
Hey, g'day, matey. It's Ray.
Hey, Ray's here.
Hey, I'm joining with Banksy.
And Pinky.
And Pinky. Hey, describe the weather in one word.
It's a four-letter word, and it starts with S.
Yeah,
the
what?
The second letter's a H.
Mm-hmm.
And then an I.
Right.
You'll have to put the rest together
because
I can't say
a P.
That on radio.
It's a ship day.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say ship.
Ship.
I was like, wow, that's an interesting one. Ship.
One of those things that floats on water, yeah. That's a
yeah, floating's not a good sign, I've heard. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Ray. CFM, who's this?
Banksy, it's Catherine again. How are you?
Very well, Catherine. What is your weather word to describe it?
Usual.
Usual, yeah. Business as usual, really.
I'm putting that on the list. Thanks, Kat.
Bye.
Bye. Good morning, CFM. Who we got here?
Jay.
How would you describe the weather in one word?
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
Or tropical.
Tropical.
Hmm.
Yeah, because it had that little bit of mugginess about it too, didn't it?
It's a bit tropical out here today.
A bit tropical, yes.
And to make it next level tropical, you use coconut-scented sunscreen. It's awesome.
That's on the list. Good morning, CFM. Who we got here?
Bernie.
Bernie. Oh, great. Here we go.
It was really Trump Day. Crap and bothering.
No, I refuse to use that word to describe the weather.
I'm so glad Bernie's rung. I mean, long-time listener, first-time caller. Please call the show again sometime, Bernie. It's good to hear from you.
No worries. I was pretty nervous there calling, actually. I've never done this before.
It's all right. Apparently he was sweating it.
Even the sweat was sweating.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Block judge extraordinaire Darren Palmer. How are you, Queenslander?
I'm exceptionally well, Queensland. Thank you.
Yeah, big season of the block this year. I reckon one of the best. How would you judge this year's season?
Well, you've seen how I judge it. I mean, I've been out there for everybody to comment on, and people do comment. I'm the nice one. I'm the fair one, and everybody seems to agree with what I say, so that's kind of nice. Yeah.
Is it possibly because you grew up in central Queensland, so you just have those polite country boy mannerisms?
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
It's like, yeah, I'll claim that, yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys do, right?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, that's just in case anyone wasn't aware. You did grow up in Gladstone, and then you came to Rockhampton to study for uni.
Yeah, I understand it's nice and warm there already today. Someone used to say to me that they didn't have saunas in Rockhampton. They used to call them phone boxes.
True.
Now the kids of today, they don't even know what a phone box is, Darren.
They don't know what a phone box is,
yeah. But tell you what, if we saw a phone box, we could make it look better with renovation.
No doubt.
Now, something I want to ask you about, I did find an article about you and, you know, your childhood here in CQ, and you did mention, which made me a little jealous, that your mum had an apricot leather lounge when you were a kid. Now, excuse me, Darren, but you would have been like the fancy family when you had an apricot. Like, that is totally on trend back in the day. Apricot and grey, wasn't it?
It was 80s, and yes, it was on trend, and my mother still defends her choice on that extremely puffy, sort of pinkish apricot. I say apricot, she says pink. Yeah, it was very, I mean, it was very fancy when they got that little lounge back in the day, but then they kind of kept it for, you know, 14 years.
Do you remember in the original Ghostbusters? I can't remember. Sigourney Weaver, her character, her apartment was grey and apricot.
Pinky.
And I was always like, wow, she is like living the dream.
That's she's cool. So chic. Yeah. Oh my God, I want an apricot
out. Oh, she's so sexy in the city. She's so stylish.
Yeah. And with that apricot and grey lounge, I'm imagining doilies on the end of them also. Yes, had doilies.
And, the
and some sort of brown and cream pattern wallpaper.
No. Oh. 70s, man. You're so a decade out.
Did you actually have Dulux at that stage?
We did, though. We did have a 70s kitchen, and the 70s kitchen was apple green with brown timber-look laminate, strawberry wallpaper. Strawberries?
Yeah.
It was nearly necessary for you to have this job, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like when you get chicken pox as a child.
Yeah.
And then you're immune as an adult. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, Darren, we've got the big finale on Sunday. We're obviously not going to ask who you think will win, but can I ask, what's your favourite apartment out of all of these?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's a really good question. I can answer that one. My favourite apartment is probably Julia and Sasha's. I think it's got the best view and it's the most consistent. It's very elegant. It's very feminine, though, so that's not going to necessarily help them on auction day.
Yeah.
And Will and Carly's has a whole bunch of benefits that nobody else has. Mm. Obviously, it's the lowest, so it's overlooking the darkest, but it's got a backyard, it's got really high ceilings.
Yeah.
It's very, very consistent. So, you know, they're my top two, But that is usually the kiss of death because us judges have no clue who is going to win when we try and predict it.
Well, our last question to you, Darren, is could you please judge this interview?
Yes, we've had the interview now.
10 out of 10 interview.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Absolutely, a 10 out of 10. You touched on all my favourite subjects. And you guys are charming and amusing.
I think
he gets to hang up in like 30 seconds, so he's out.
Yeah,
he's good.
I'm not going to judge you to judge me. But anyway.
I reckon bonus points come in when I mentioned the doily there.
Oh, yeah, I think you got that one.
Yeah. Darren Palmer, we can't wait to watch the finale of The Block this Sunday on Nine, of course, and amazing chat that we've just had, 10 out of 10. So thanks for your efforts this morning as well.
Thanks, guys.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
You know, we had talked to Dr. Greg yesterday about how to make sure our pets are okay during the very hot weather.
Monitor their behaviour.
Yeah, more important than anything, really, apart from fresh water.
Don't
because if
let
they
them
go
run around.
Running around or in the middle of the day, they'll make themselves sick and they can actually die.
100%. Keep an eye on their behaviour as well as filling up the bowls this morning.
Well, I had a little moment yesterday afternoon that I want to share with you regarding our pets, our two dogs, which really touched me. My daughter came home from school after 3 o'clock and she's gone straight to the freezer to grab the meatsicles that she had made for our dogs with her dad a couple of days ago.
The what-sicles?
Meatsicles. Now,
what be meatsicles?
Yes. Now, what they are is they're ice blocks for dogs.
Oh!
And she made a little batch of them a couple of days ago.
Nice!
With Mick.
So what do you do?
And
just freeze some mints or something? Or
yeah, just... so you just get bits of bacon or bits of chicken or just stock, beef stock. And then you
of
put
course.
Them, she got just some really big plastic tumblers, so really solid big blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Filled them up, popped them in the freezer, and her first thing as she walks in the door is to look after the puppies. They're 10 years old. And she goes and gets these meatsicles out and rushes down and they just sit there and they're so happy and they just sit there licking this big ice block.
Can I applaud, Keely, your daughter's work
so
on that?
Beautiful.
That's great.
If she doesn't become a vet, I'll be really shocked.
She's
obsessed with her animals. But anyway, I thought that was lovely.
Same with Jasmine, my girl. Yeah. Obsessed, but I don't think she could become a vet because every time she sees an animal hurt or in distress, she's just loses it and starts crying.
Maybe
so.
They'll learn how to deal with that a bit better.
I think maybe just a foster carer for that's what probably she'll be.
I just thought I'd share that too because it is a good idea if you've got dogs particularly that you might want to make them. They're really easy.
I'm making one for Chewbacca.
Yeah, they think they're awesome.
I'm so doing that when we get home.
But then I thought, meatsicle, I hadn't heard her call that before and I thought, is that actually a word or she just invented it?
Yeah.
I've gone online to Google it. And all I'll say, if you want to make these today, make sure when you Google meatsicle, you write meatsicle for dogs. Okay? This is a caution. Meatsicle for dogs.
Very important.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
I will say the good thing about yesterday was when we started the Christmas parade, the sun either started lowering and
went behind
setting,
a cloud.
Or
just
went
behind
a cloud. Yeah, and
there
was a breeze and it was actually really pleasant.
It was great. And it was just when we started the parade too. It was like Mother Nature knew. It was like, nah, Gammon, I'll give you a bit of cloud cover.
Give you a break, guys.
So we've put in Brutal, Scorcher, there's Stifling, Hell's Kitchen, Thirsty, Offensive, My Sweat Was Sweating.
I love that one.
All of these to describe yesterday and
excellent.
Today. Add to this list on 13:27:10 this morning. Big Al, what do you got?
Yeah, Mercuriaculous.
Mercuriaculous.
Yeah, similar to miraculous, but mercury.
The heat of my seat.
Mercuriaculous.
The mercuriizing.
I was going to say expedaliocious, but I couldn't put down the end of the miraculous because it was too long.
I love it.
Miraculous. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, go with that first option. Gary, describe the weather in one word.
Redders.
Oh, okay.
As in red hot.
Yeah.
It's redders.
Redders. There we go. There's a new one. For my vocabulary.
That nearly sounds modern. You know, like when the kids go, today was hectic, they call it heckers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Today is retters.
Thank you.
I like that. Now I sound young again. Thank you.
There you go.
Bye. Bye.
Andrew, what word would you use to describe the weather?
Either sultry.
Yes.
Or melting.
Like the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yeah.
Oh, she of the West. Yeah.
Now I'm going to make a confession here. I had makeup on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you did.
All right. And
you were literally melting, weren't you?
It literally felt like my face was melting off.
Oh, you know how your female counterparts feel, Banksy, now.
Yes, I do. It's not a good feeling, is it, when your face is melting?
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? That is going on the list for sure. Thanks for the call.
No worries, guys. See ya.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Compiling a list of weather words. Brutal, scorcher, stifling, hell's kitchen, thirsty, offensive, sweat was sweating, usual, extreme, tropical, mercuriaculous, thanks, Big Al, redders, sultry, melting, all these words we can use to describe yesterday and what's to come today weather-wise on 13-27-10. Let's add to the list.
Claude, which word would you use to describe the heat?
An armpit.
Wow.
A real stinker.
Yeah, I get that. It's an armpit day. What a stinker. Yeah.
Wow. Bit of Rexona, mate. Sort it out.
It's a Rexona day. There you go.
There
That's great. Dear. Thanks for the call.
Jason, which word would you use to describe the weather?
I think today and yesterday I would use furnace.
Yeah, we haven't heard that one yet. Good one.
That's like some old-timey way of describing heat. Oh, that's a furnace heat.
Yep. Sure.
Someone turn down the furnace.
What do you reckon, girl?
Oh, it has sweltering. It's an oldie, but it's goody.
You know, that it's very accurate.
Sweltering. Mm. Yeah. That just sums it all up, doesn't it, Gil?
Yeah.
And
then your clothes are just soaking. And then you've got to just chuck them in the wash.
It's a soaking day.
Yeah.
Sweltering, gross. Soaking day. Mm. Gil, I love it. It's going on the list. Paul, what do you got for us? What word?
Yeah, other than SRS, which is your standard Rocky summer, it was barking.
Barking?
Barking up. Drive you barking mad.
I'm loving that. That is going in my vocabulary as of right now.
That is good.
Barking hot.
Because actually I went outside before and wiped my brow and said, woof.
Yeah.
So it is barking hot out there.
I need a meat-sicle.
A good idea for the dog.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
25th anniversary of McHappy Day too.
Well, that's why we should say happy 25th birthday for McHappy Day to you, Tracy. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Excellent. Now, you look after the George Street McDonald's in Rockhampton, yeah?
George Street and the Gracemere McDonald's.
Oh, right, good.
Tracy, I hope you have lots of pickles in stock because I love them and I'll be coming to help out tomorrow.
You sure are. At 11 o'clock, I believe, yes?
Yeah. She's got the roster there. Yeah, I won't be late. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
You know, you'll be docked pay if you're late, you know that.
11 to 12, yes.
Yeah. Now, Trace.
Yes.
I've got to ask you, we're sending Pinky to your store. Do you have enough pickles? Because she said that she's going to up everyone's pickles on the burgers. She's going to give away soft serve and all this. Is
How
that okay?
Are your ice cream making skills there, Pinky? Are you any good?
I'm good at pulling the handle down.
Yeah.
And I'm good at eating it. Yeah, not very good at this.
All right, we'll have to work on your twirl.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
On the ice cream.
We can always improve.
Yeah. Now, it's a great day because every single Big Mac that has been sold tomorrow, $2 goes towards the Ronald McDonald House Charities, Tracy.
That is correct.
That's
every Big Mac, $2 from every single Big Mac. And, you know, if you don't like Big Macs, that's okay. We also have, if you still want to donate, you can still buy a helping hand for $2.
Now, can you ride on those?
Sure can, and we stick them all over the store. So
awesome.
If you walk into any of the McDonald's stores anywhere in Australia, you'll see them all plastered all over the windows, the walls, everything.
Wonderful,
so.
Wonderful. And I have to inquire about the socks. Now, we can get clown socks, yeah?
They are $3 for a pair of socks, but they are very hard to get at the moment. They've been very, very popular.
I know.
They're as rare as Ronald McDonald socks, are they?
I do know the Gracemere store still has some.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so
look
if
out.
Anyone's around Gracemere today, I know they have some. And I think Glenmore still has some as well.
Well, save a pair for me, Glenmore, because I'll be requiring that. And I would like to add a suggestion here for next year's 26th McHappy Day.
Yes.
A package of Ronald McDonald socks and jocks.
Socks and jocks.
Yes.
Good idea. Maybe we should make it closer to Father's Day. So, you know.
Yeah,
Father's
or Christmas. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time I'd be laughed at for wearing clown underwear.
Well, and this year we're aiming to raise $3.8 million Australia-wide.
Yes. We're aiming for a record this year.
Wow. Yeah.
And where that money gets used, Trace?
It gets used in mainly the Ronald McDonald Houses. Now, I can tell you there's just been one that's opened about a month ago down in Brisbane, and it's a 70-room house, basically.
Yeah.
Since it's opened, it's been at 90% occupancy rate the entire time that it's been open. So there's obviously quite a lot of demand for this sort of accommodation, especially so close to hospitals.
Yeah, so. Supporting seriously ill children and their families as well, which is a major thing to have.
Family somewhere to stay very close to the hospital.
Yeah, all in the same area.
Right next door, so,
yeah, that is excellent. So it sounds like it's a Ronald McDonald mansion there. 90 rooms, my goodness.
70 rooms.
Oh, 70 rooms, yes.
Now, one just other question. When do the Big Macs go on sale tomorrow? What
10:30.
Time? All right, 10:30.
So, but if you come in for breakfast, of course, there's still the Helping Hands and Foxes, you can find them. There's also raffles that are going on as well at all the different stores. Yep. And we will have face painting at the stores as well from about 11 o'clock onwards. And I know at the Gracemere and George Street stores, we're doing hair colouring as well. So gold coin donation, come buy a balloon, buy a raffle ticket, lots of stuff going on, lots of arts and crafts for the kids as well.
That's why it's McHappy Day.
Yes, best day of the year.
Yeah.
Now you'll be able to find Banksy at Glenmore from 11 till 12 and Kath will be in your Poon from 11 till 12.
Oh, I just got a text through from Colonel Capra. I just got a pair of McHappy Day socks for my stint at the McDonald's outside Stocklands tomorrow from 11 a.m.
Colonel Capra will be at Stocklands with a few Capra's players as well.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's excellent.
I love this. I look forward to the Socks and Jocks package for next year. And
I'll put it to head office for you.
Thank you very much. And $2 from that Big Mac. So that means you'll make about $56 from me, I think. I'm going to go nuts on that.
You better.
I will. Thank you, Tracy, and have a great McHappy Day tomorrow.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We've got CFM's Simo on the line. How are you this morning, champion?
Good morning, guys. Bit nervous. It's a big day today.
Yeah, and a hot one too. But tonight, the Durrumbull Community Youth Service Indigenous Awards Night happening. How are you involved with this, Simo? Yeah,
that's right. Well, I actually work for Durrumbull Community Youth Services. I got my program there called Tackle Six, and I go to schools and do a rugby league program. So I get to be a big kid all day, basically.
Awesome.
So I've been roped into MC tonight, and it's absolutely amazing. It's a 10th annual one tonight, so we're going big. There's going to be over 500 people there, so it's massive.
And it's getting held at Hebgold Stadium, is that right?
That is correct, yes. So we've got the whole stadium booked out. We've got the big stage, and it's fully catered too for all those who are RSVP'd, so it's going to be massive.
Beautiful. And the atmosphere at Hebgold Stadium is great basketball. I mean, awards night, it's next level.
I know, trust me. And the good thing about it is we're having sports awards tonight too. We've also got academic citizenship and encouragement awards. So it's just good to shine a spotlight on the good things in the community for the Indigenous kids. You know, it's going to breed role models out of them, hopefully.
That's excellent. Right. Yeah. Get some more Jonathan Thurston, Sam Thaiday's, the likes thereof.
I know, mate. Yeah. You're forgetting one. You're forgetting one person, Jamie Simpson, all right?
Simo. So, Simo, any sponsors that we need to thank for hosting the awards night tonight?
Oh, listen, this would not be possible without the great help from. We've got a lot on board. So we've got Adani, we've got Kenners, Glencore and Coltrane, and not to mention the Queensland government is supported by them. So, it's as I said, it's massive. And without the help of those people, it just wouldn't go ahead.
Yeah, great thing for the Indigenous youth to be inspired by, to take their lives to the next level as well. I think I might have to come down for a bit of a pipsqueak as well. What time does it start?
Well, we're kicking off at 6 o'clock, and if you want, Vancey, I mean, you can MC for me if you want.
I don't want to step on your toes, mate.
There you go. You've given him a job.
You know, you're the one who's meant to be...
want to do it.
He's meant to be inspiring the youth, so, you know, I don't want to...
Oh, no, I feel you. It's all right, mate. I'll take up that role, except it's just too hot for me to wear a suit.
Yeah, it will be hot, but we hope you all enjoy a fabulous night. And congratulations again, Simo, because you do heaps of great work for the Central Queensland community.
Big pat on the back from us to you, champion.
Thank you. I felt that then. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast. Check them out at cfm.com.au. Or don't. No pressure.